This is KUT. President Trump has signed an executive order to let immigrant families who are attempting to cross the border stay together. But at least 2,000 migrant children have already been detained as a result of the Trump administration's policy of separating immigrant families. As KUT's Saida Hassan reports, experts say the practice could lead to major mental health problems.
Over his years of research, Luis Zayas has seen children develop attachment issues, lash out, and even go selectively mute after being separated from their families. Zayas is dean of the School of Social Work at UT Austin. His research has focused on U.S. citizen children whose parents have been deported, as well as migrant mothers and their children being held in detention.
In instances like this, we may see regression in behavior. An older child who regresses to more infantile behaviors, that's very common among children who have been separated from parents.
Zaya says the psychological damage being done to migrant children who are detained without their parents is twofold. Not only are they facing the mental strain of detention, but they're doing it alone, away from their families, with tremendous uncertainty about the future. Zaya says for many young children, the time spent away from their family feels like an eternity.
The young mind doesn't really grasp the sense of time, the concept of time, the way adults do. To a child, 6 hours could be 60 hours or 6 days.
Pediatricians have warned about the long-term health issues that can stem from the toxic stress children face in detention. And numerous medical groups are speaking out about the psychological toll it could take. In a statement released yesterday, the Texas Nurses Association said separation at a young age can lead to post-traumatic stress disorder. Paul Genfrido is the president of Mental Health America. The advocacy group released its own statement Tuesday condemning family separation.
We need to be able to make certain that we can put those children back together with members of their families. And then we need to make certain that we start today treating their mental health needs.
Genfrido says people have not fully grasped the extent of the mental health crisis being created by family separation.
That may be because we often think about mental health problems only after people are in crisis. So if 20 years from now, one of these children living in this country for a couple of decades then has a major crisis event, then we'll think about, well, what happened and what did we do and how do we, you know, fix that or change that post-crisis.
Yesterday afternoon, Trump signed an executive order to stop the separation of migrant families. But he says the zero-tolerance policy of prosecuting migrants who attempt to cross the border illegally will continue. Saida Hassan, KUT News.